Freedom of Poverty by Gary Mitchell.
In the bag. If you touch an alarm, I will shoot you.
We don't have an alarm. Is that a bank, you know?
No talking. I am armed and dangerous, and I will shoot you.
We'll get robbed a lot, like. You think they would put an alarm in?
Get all the money out of that till and put it in the bag. Do it now.
Do you really need a bag? Look at all there is.
What about that till? I mean, open that till. Do it.
I can't open that one. Frank's on his lunch and he takes his keys with him because he doesn't trust me. You should come back on Thursday. If you're robbed us on Thursday, you definitely need a bag.
I said no talking. The money. The bag.
Show me the gun. Is it a big one?
I'm not messing around here. I will shoot you.
You don't have a gun.
If I show you it, I will have to shoot you.
I watched you putting your petrol in before you cut those stupid holes in your hat while you were sitting in your car. I'm sure the cameras would have caught it since you weren't really hiding it very well.
Oh, no.
Don't panic. Frank's too miserable to pay for the cameras to get fixed.
Why are you telling me this?
Take the hat off quickly. Here comes another customer.
I'll roll it back up, but I'm not taking it off.
£20 diesel and can I have a receipt, please?
Do you really need a receipt? Most people just throw them on the floor and then it's me that has to go around and pick them up after you.
Just give me the receipt minus the attitude, dear.
Are you always this nice to your customers?
Do I own this shithole petrol station? No, I don't. So why do I care about customer fucking service? I tell you what. Come back in 10 minutes and I'll let you buy me lunch.
I don't have any money on me.
How are you going to pay for your petrol then?
I was robbing this place, remember?
No, you weren't. You decided to do that after you put the petrol in, so you must have at least 40 quid on you.
You don't know that. I could be acting out of desperation. I could have intended to pay for the petrol and then realised I had no money on me.
You have the money on you. You put £40 of petrol in your daddy's car every Tuesday.
How do you know it's my daddy's car?
Your daddy's a reverend. He always wears his dog collar when he fills the car every Sunday on his way to church. But he always asks for a receipt.
You seem to be very interested in me and my car.
I keep track of everybody who doesn't ask for a receipt because I have to make sure I'm on the till when they pay for it.
Ah, you're stealing the money instead of putting it in the till.
Good guess, but no. I'm up for Employee of the Month again and I really want to nail it and get my picture up on the wall.
The only place your picture is going up on the wall is in the police station, under Most Wanted.
Oh, you mean you don't want a picture of me for your bedroom wall? So you can look at me whenever you're playing with yourself.
I don't do that. I have a girlfriend.
Show me a picture of her.
I don't have one on me.
Why do you lie so much when you're so bad at it?
Why do you work in a petrol station when you're so bad at it?
Why is the son of a reverend robbing a petrol station? Did your daddy stop your allowance because you were a bad boy?
How do you know all this?
Oh my God, was that true? I was only joking. I didn't even know you got an allowance. I should join the police.
The police don't let criminals join them.
Yes, they do. But listen, if you really want to get back at your daddy, take me to lunch. He won't like that. None of my boyfriend's daddies like me. Not even the ones that asked me out.
I'll just pay for the petrol and be on my way, but I'll need a receipt.
Sorry, the machine's broken. I can write you one out if you really need one.
Okay. What time do you get off for lunch?
Lunchtime, idiot. Now, that'll be £40, please.
Well, that's all the money my daddy gave me. So, do you want me to pay for petrol or pay for the lunch?
Why don't you pay for the petrol? And I'll pay for lunch.
How can you afford to pay for lunch?
I can't. Yet.
The look this wee girl gives me every week when I ask her for a receipt for my petrol is... I should be giving her the look, given that the price of petrol is higher every single Sunday that I go there.
Cheryl... I'm really bored with Henry's incessant chattering about nothing. Perhaps you would be a dear and tell me the real reason for this visit.
I didn't want to come to see you for this reason. I love coming here for tea, but it spoils it for me if I know Henry only wants to ask you for money.
If it was for me, I wouldn't ask, but it's for the church. And I'm prepared to put myself through this humiliation if it gets my church what they need.
And what is it they need this time, Henry?
Our outreach program finished, and unfortunately it wasn't as successful as we had wished for.
I didn't know you wished for things, Henry, son.
This year has been a very difficult year for everyone, and with the current financial crisis affecting the entire world, the church is set to suffer. If I could go somewhere else, I would.
Henry, I'm well aware that coming to see me is a last resort for you. Are we talking hundreds or thousands?
Both. You've been very good to Henry. Believe me, Charles, if it was up to me, I would be asking you to help us and to forget about the church.
That's the kind of thinking that has this country in the state that it is in. We are the church and we have an obligation.
If I want to hear you preach, Henry, I know where to find you. As it happens, you have picked a great day to come here.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
I'm not referring to the weather, my dear. I mean, Henry has caught me on a day when I find myself requiring something from him. How is my favourite grandson?
Our Glenn is doing very well. He passed all his exams with flying colours, and he finished the year as captain of the chess team.
I want him to come here and see me every Sunday.
We can ask him, but he's a lot on his plate at the minute.
I can't even get him to attend church on a Sunday.
I will expect him at 3. Tell him how I feel about punctuality, Henry.
The only thing I can see in the menu is fish and chips. And there's no way I'm paying £16 for that. What is it, Moby fucking Dick?
Are you going back to work?
Haven't decided yet because I want to see how hard you try to get me to stay off.
Why don't you tell me what you would love to do with the rest of your day and I will make it happen. Is that hard enough?
Have you still got your gun?
I never had a gun.
How are you going to rob this place for me then?
We're not robbing this restaurant. My grandfather eats here.
Look at these prices and tell me who the real robbers are. Why don't we order the most expensive meals and run out of here without paying a penny?
I'm not going to rob my grandfather's favourite restaurant. He brought me here for my 16th birthday party. It was brilliant. Everyone treats him like a mafia don. That's the only reason I don't want to rob it, so there's no need for you to get upset.
I'm not upset. You'll know when I'm upset. Like this woman on my left who's been looking down her snobby fucking nose at me from the moment I came in here. If she doesn't stop doing it, I'm liable to jump up and stick this fork in her fucking eye.
She's looking away. Calm down.
Is everything all right, Mr. Robinson?
Everything's fine.
Perhaps I could recommend a more discreet table in the back.
Is that all right for you, Jennifer?
What?
In here, Glenn. Turn that nonsense off, Cheryl. Your son has come home at last.
If we had Sky Plus, you could record a programme and watch it any time you want.
Well, you know how your dad feels about things like that. Let me eat your dinner up, love, while you chat with your dad.
I've already eaten.
Give me 5 minutes of your precious time. I'm not going to ask you to go to church or preach to you.
The only time you ever want to talk to me, Dad, is when you want something from me. So why don't you just ask me from there? I'll give you the answer and then we can both get on with doing something better.
That's terrible. It's not even for me. It's for someone else.
We need you to go and spend some time with your grandfather.
Do it for the church.
I thought you weren't going to start that.
Your grandfather's going to pay a considerable amount of money to help with the repairs and upgrade of your dad's church. And all he wants in return is for his only grandson to spend a little time with him.
When does he want to see me?
This Sunday at 3 at his place.
Okay, great.
Every Sunday at 3. Until he forgets about the money.
Can you wash my suit by then, Mum?
Of course I will. You're a good boy, Glenn. A very good boy.
Why do you want to wear a suit?
I haven't seen my granddad in ages. I want to make a good impression. You know, honour thy father and mother and all that.
Ricky! Ricky!
Put all the money in the bag. I have a gun and I will shoot you.
No, say, put all the money in the bag or I fucking shoot you in the head, you fucking bastard.
I don't think I can do this.
Just say the words I told you to say.
Give me a minute.
We don't have time for this. Once Frankie takes the wages out and pays everybody, that's it, over.
We can go back next week.
Do you want me to go in and rob the place by myself?
I've never stolen a thing in my life.
You ran out of the restaurant yesterday without paying. That's the same as stealing.
I paid the bill while you were at the toilet.
Why would you do that?
Everybody there is so nice.
How nice are they to you? Are they as nice as I am?
Well, that's hard to say. When were you nice to me?
I mean, as nice as I'm gonna be when you go in there and get the money.
Okay. What way are you gonna be nice to me?
I'm going to be nice to you in a way that will blow your mind.
Blow my mind?
last time, you walk right up to his face and you say, give me all the money now or I blow your fucking head off, you fucking bastard. Got it?
Got it.
What is it now?
I just want to be sure. When you say you're going to blow my mind...
Go and get the money, Glenn.
That's not an answer. I can't do this.
What are you doing?
I can't do it. They won't believe me. You didn't even believe me.
You were going to do it 2 seconds ago.
I like you. And I think you're beautiful, but this is crazy.
Really, Glenn? Do you think you're the only wee lad that ever said that to me? I hear shit like that every day of my fucking life. I'm gorgeous, I'm cute, I'm sexy, whatever. I hear all that shite. If you can think it, then some losers probably already said it to me. But have any of these losers ever backed their words up?
Do you ask everybody to rob a petrol station?
No, I don't. I only got the idea from you. That's why I thought you were different. That's why I let you take me to lunch.
We can still do things like that.
Oh, really, Glenn? Oh, that's great, because I didn't think I'd ever get another loser asshole to take me to lunch ever again.
That was excellent tea, sir.
Did your father tell you to call me sir?
No, I've just always heard everyone calling you sir.
People call me sir because they're afraid of me, Glenn. You're my favourite grandson. You call me Charles. I feel like a beer. Do you want one?
Drinking? On a Sunday? My dad would kill me, sir.
My dad would kill me, Charles. Remember?
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't kill you. The most he would do these days is probably frown. I wasn't sure what you would like, and I kept them in the fridge in the hope that you would enjoy our time together so much that you would stay for the evening.
I am enjoying it. I would love to stay. Charles.
Your father wasn't always a bore, you know. He used to talk about things other than Jesus and how we all need to be saved.
I didn't say he was a bore.
Oh, that must have been me. He used to come and see me all the time. We used to be very, very close. People used to say we were more like friends than father and son. Especially when we were drinking or chasing the ladies.
What?
He had a life before your mother, and I had one after your poor grandmother passed away.
Huh? But Granny's not dead.
Is she not? One lives in hope.
That's terrible.
You're not going to start preaching to me now, are you, Glenn? What about those beers? Carlsberg, I believe, was your father's favourite.
My dad did not drink Carlsberg, did he?
Yes, he did. And too much, by all accounts. You seem shocked. You know, he gave it all up for you.
My dad has never had a drink in his life.
No, your dad has never had a drink in your life. Cheers.
Cheers, Charles.
I wouldn't mention any of this to him. I don't want to give him a reason to prevent you from coming to see me.
He can't stop me.
He might see it as revenge because I stopped him coming here. Huh? In my defense, when he found God, he lost his style. He really was an excellent drunk. I mean, I had introduced him to alcohol and all its glory. I had also introduced him to some fine woman. And even though they gave me bad reports about his behaviour, for instance, when he would fall asleep in the presence of a lady, that's just not on. Even still, I thought there was hope. If I could just get him to learn the fundamentals of moderation. Alcohol loosens people up, especially the ladies. But what is the point in lubricating the female if the male is going to fall asleep? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
He did this a lot, and I put up with it. But what I couldn't tolerate, and where I simply had to draw the line, was when he started to come here and tell my friends they were sinners and needed to be saved.
I can't believe any of this. How did you stop him coming here?
I did what I always do. I paid him off. I gave him some outrageous amount of money for this or that outreach thing with his church. Off he went, and that was that.
Did he ever come back?
Every now and then he still comes back, and I sometimes think about trying to mend it, but he would ask me, straight to my face, for more money, and I would give him it
and he would be on his way again.
Open the door, Jenny! Open the door! Open it now!
You're going to start saying no to me? After all I've done for you, you're going to start saying no to me? The rent's due. Have you got it?
No.
There you go again. Saying no to me. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I work in a petrol station part-time, you know that. There's no way in this world that I can afford to pay rent. You said you were going
to
pay it.
That was back when you used to say yes to everything. There are other ways to pay for things, sweetheart.
Please, Matt, you don't have to do this.
You have to pay. One way or the other. You decide.
No! Stop hitting me!
Ah, fuck you, you wee bitch! All right. I'm going to go here. While I'm away, I want you to think about what you're doing very carefully. Because if I come back later on and you are still saying no to me, you're going to be one very sorry little girl.
I've met someone! Someone my own age. He loves me and he'd do anything for me. He'll give me the money for my rent.
Really? That's the way you want to play it, is it? Okay. 2 weeks. But I want double the money you owe me, or else. Party time. We'll see how much this wee lad loves you when the party's over.
Cheers, Grandad.
I like the sound of that.
I can't believe the first time I have a drink is with my grandfather. My dad would go crazy.
I forgot about him. We'll have some coffee after this one.
I don't like coffee. I like this. I had a date this week with a girl.
That's hardly surprising. You're a handsome young lad.
It's very surprising to me. I don't do so well with the ladies.
You will. You probably just haven't had the practice yet.
I've had no practice. I have a curfew. I have schoolwork. I have exams coming up. I have a very important future.
Why don't you invite this girl up here for dinner next week?
I can't. I blew it with her.
That's nonsense. When a woman walks away or says no to something, what she really means is for you to try harder.
She asked me to do something, and I couldn't do it.
Do you know what I think you really need to do? You have to learn how to separate the Glen who does all the work from the Glen who does all the playing. That is something I tried to get your dad to do when he was young, because it's something that I did. And I think it worked out pretty well for me.
Tell me your secrets, Grandad. I'm all ears.
My father wasn't rich, but he had a little. And so he worked really hard to pay for me to go to a good school. He was big on education. But if I came home with a B or a B plus, not good enough. He would hit the roof.
My dad is the exact same.
He would say that he was working so hard, breaking his back for me, and this was how I repaid him. He would threaten to quit work and go drinking all day and let me be an idiot. He would say things like that. So I worked real hard out of some sense of respect for the man, but mostly out of a great sense of fear. He was a very big man.
You went to Oxford, didn't you? In England. My dad wants me to go to Queen's so he can keep an eye on me.
Going to Oxford isn't easy, son. You've got to be the best.
I can't be the best. Have you seen my exam results?
My first year in Oxford was the worst of my life.
What? I thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Everybody says so.
When I came home after that first year, I was determined I wasn't going back. My father went crazy. My mother was crying all the time. Our house was just one huge fight.
Why did you not want to go back?
Because in Oxford, I was Paddy Irishman. I had this thick working class Belfast accent. And people ridiculed me every single day. I was tormented. I was an outcast, a plaything, and a punch bag too. And then I found the keys to the kingdom. During that summer, with my father's bullying tactics and my mother's tears weighed up against the fear of returning to Oxford and facing up to another year of hell, I did something miraculous.
What did you do?
I reinvented myself. Some people might call it selling out. Others might see it as blending in. I anglicized myself.
That's why you speak funny.
I became one of them. I became more English than the English themselves, and I beat them at their own game. And here I sit today.
On top of your own fucking kingdom. You're the king of the castle.
Did you just swear? You've had too much to drink. I'm going to make us coffee. Mine might have a little something in it. Yours will not.
So you created a character for yourself so that you could fit in?
I created a character for work. And another one for play.
What are you doing here this time of the night?
I had to find out where you live, so I went to the petrol station.
Come in, come in.
Okay, look, I told him you had left your coat in the restaurant. That man Frank tried to take your coat off me. I said the owner of the restaurant would fire me if I didn't hand this into the hand of the person who actually owned it. And he still refused me to tell me where you lived. But your mate told me. She followed me out here. Listen.
Have you been drinking?
I was drinking with my grandfather. It's all his idea. Just listen to me. You need a person to do a thing and then another person to do something else.
Did you bring any drink for me?
Sit down. Sit, have a seat. My grandfather was getting abuse in England and so he created a person to do the business for him. He came home, you see, and then he created this person. I am going to create a person for you.
Oh, well, maybe if you had brought some drink for me, I would understand what the hell you're talking about.
You're beautiful.
You're drunk?
But in the morning, I will be sober and you will still be beautiful.
Mm.
Can I stay here? I really want to stay here.
Who the fuck do you think I am?
I can't really go home like this. Oh, yeah. And I need to get the car fixed before my dad sees it. You really shouldn't drive when you're drunk.
Where's your car?
I don't know. Listen to me. I'm going to do it. I have it all worked out. My dad punishes me, and I punish him. You do something for me, and I'll do something for you.
What are you going to do for me, Glenn?
I will rob as many petrol stations as you want. Just let me stay here tonight. I'll show you my plan in the morning. I need some sleep.
Hey, you can't sleep here. Get up. Glenn, you can't sleep here. I said get up. Glenn, get up. Glenn. Wake up. Glenn, wake up.
Come back in 10 minutes and I'll let you buy me lunch. Glenn.
You're my favourite grandson.
Glenn,
you call me Charles.
Glenn.
You're a good boy, Glenn. A very good boy.
Get up, Glenn. That will blow your mind. Glenn. Blow your mind. Glenn.
You're a good boy, Glenn.
What's wrong with you?
My head is exploding. You have to help me. I think someone's hit me in the head with a hammer.
Nobody hit you with a hammer. I'm not going to lie. Somebody thought about it, but I managed to stop myself.
Can you phone an ambulance for me? I really think I'm going to die.
Is this the character you created for me?
I mentioned that, did I?
I have to be honest. It seems even gayer than the first character you showed me. I'll get you 2 headache tablets.
People actually do this all the time.
I'll get 2 tablets for myself as well.
I just mean, I can understand it up to a point. You know, yesterday me and my grandfather were drinking and talking, and the more we drank and the more we talked, the better the whole world seemed. Everything seemed possible, not just possible, but touchable. Is that why you drink all the time?
I can't afford to reach anywhere near that state of mind. Here. I can afford the rough stuff that makes you feel good and do stupid stuff for about an hour and then see what you feel now. That's the rest of my life.
What happened to your neck?
I told you it wouldn't be as beautiful in the morning.
When you drink, everybody's beautiful. You're still beautiful, by the way. But here, tell me what happened to your neck.
If you really want to know, I owe a really bad person a lot of money. And this is what he does when he asks me for it and I don't have it.
Really? Well, listen to me. I want you to stop worrying about all that stuff because I'm going to take care of it for you.
I haven't told you how much I owe him yet.
It doesn't matter. We can keep on robbing places until we have enough money to pay him off.
Oh, I thought you were going to pay him for me. Doesn't matter, wish I hadn't mentioned it now.
Hey, I mean it. I'm going to rob that petrol station like you said, but I need your help to get a gun so that I can do it for real.
How would I be able to get you a gun? Do you think every poor person who lives in this shithole knows how to go and get a gun?
I don't know any criminals, but I thought that you might know some.
I do, but that doesn't mean it's okay to assume things like that.
Will you get me one then?
Guns cost money.
How much?
What kind of gun do you want?
One that shoots bullets.
That kind? Okay, well, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't cost any more than £1,000.
When can you get it?
When can you get £1,000?
Well, later on.
Are you serious?
I've never been more serious in my whole life.
Here, take these tablets.
Oh, thank God. Because every time I turn my head a little bit, I think it's about to fall off.
Hey, kids. Get the fuck out of my alleyway.
I said 1:10. I have to get back to work, you know.
Has your boyfriend given you the money already?
No. I need you to give me something. I need a gun. I can pay for it.
Are you mental, Uyghur? If you can pay me for a gun, then you can pay me what you owe me.
Give me the gun and I will get you more money than I owe you.
I can't go around selling guns to little girls, Jenny.
It's not for me. It's for my boyfriend. He's the one that'll get the money, but I told him I would get him a gun.
How big is he?
He's very big.
I'm talking about his hand, Jenny. How big is his hand? Some men have got small hands. They can't handle a big gun.
He doesn't have small hands. He doesn't have small anything. He just wants a gun, a powerful one that can shoot a person dead. How much would it take for you to get one of those?
£250
for a gun and bullets?
That's the best I can do. And by the way, if this goes wrong, I will make sure that you hurt more than I do.
Are you sure you don't want any? Microwave pizza. It's great.
My mother made me a huge feast before it came out. It was part of the plan. I asked her to make a big dinner to keep her occupied in the kitchen while I searched every one of her handbags in her bedroom. She keeps her pin money in a different handbag every month or so, but I have to put it back after the robbery because I think she's planning some huge shopping spree next week. Can I go with you to get the gun?
No! We've been over this. You give me £1,000 and I'll go and get the gun. Nobody will ever see or know who you are.
I'm very worried about you.
Nothing can go wrong. It's an investment. These people are getting rid of a gun they don't want or need anymore, and they're even getting paid for the trouble.
I just hate the thoughts of you being alone with people like that.
I can handle myself, Glenn. I set it up, didn't I? If it was left to you, we'd still be searching on eBay.
Well, can I at least give you a lift and wait outside?
You can give me a lift down, but that's it.
So you're going to walk all the way back here with a gun?
Glenn!
Look at this place. Look at these people.
They're just people. The same as the people where you live?
No. These people are nothing like the people where I live.
Cut them, they bleed. Point a gun at them, they pay up.
Maybe I should wait here.
Maybe you should stick to the plan.
I don't feel safe. For you. I mean it. I don't want you to do it. I should do it. I'm the man. I should be the one who goes and gets the gun.
I have £1,000 in me. I'm going to see somebody very dangerous, and if anybody tries to stop me from giving him his money, what do you think he's going to do about it? Believe me, Glenn, I've never been safer.
No, you're not. I know you think you are, but I don't think you are. And I don't ever want anything to happen to you. Please, don't do this.
Well, if we don't buy this gun, how are we going to rob places? That's what we're here, isn't it?
I'll find a way. I mean it. You should use that money to pay off some of your debt. I'll get a gun by myself, and then I'll get you more money.
Wow. You're serious? You really care about what happens to me?
Of course I do. You're my favourite person.
What?
Trust me, I'll sort something out for you.
What if I told you I knew where there was a gun? Would you go and get it with me?
Where is it?
It's in a person's house.
What person?
A person I used to know.
And how did you know them?
We were messing around in his bedroom and he showed me it. You know, like, you show me yours and I'll show you mine. Only I think he didn't have too much downstairs, so he showed me his gun instead.
Let's go get it.
Wait, don't start driving yet.
I have to before I change my mind.
The gun was only £250. I was going to buy and keep the rest of the money.
To pay your debts? That's understandable, but you don't have to steal from me, Jenny. I want to give you all the money in the world.
I wasn't going to pay my debts. I was going to buy some drugs, some drink, clothes, makeup. I need a lot of money, Glenn. I'm sorry. I'm still your favourite person now.
I can't believe you broke
broke the window.
What did you think I was going to do?
I thought you were going to open it.
This is me opening it. You break the window, reach inside and turn the handle.
It was really loud. I think we should go. I think somebody must have heard all that glass shattering.
Get in, Glenn. Which way are you going, Glenn?
Let's run for it before anybody comes.
Nobody heard it. Nobody's in.
Then why are we creeping along like this? Why don't you just turn the light on and go upstairs and get the gun?
I'm not turning a light on, Glenn. I'm going to go on slowly so that we don't bump into anything.
Well, that isn't really working out for us, is it?
Listen, you wait here. I'm just going to run up and get the gun and then we can get out of here and put this whole thing behind us.
Give me the money or I'll blow your head off. Then I was thinking of punching him on the side of the head. What does that sound like?
Oh, it sounds great to me.
I thought it would prove how serious it was without having to shoot anybody.
Grab me when you do it. I want to see how it feels to be on the other end of you doing this so I can tell you if it's really going to work.
It is going to work.
Let me feel it.
Put all the money in the fucking bag or else flatter your fucking brains all over this wall.
Oh, let go of me, you bastard.
Sorry, I was just doing...
Don't say sorry, keep it going.
I thought I hurt you.
And if you hurt some wee woman during a robbery, are you going to stop and say sorry to her? Come on, Glenn.
You're a better actor than me. I really thought I hurt you.
You did hurt me, but you shouldn't stop.
I said put the money in the fucking bag, bitch, before I blow your brains right through the back of your fucking head.
Oh, you really hurt me, you bastard.
You want the pain to stop? Well, the fucking bag's my money.
That was fucking brilliant. Kiss me harder.
Slow down.
No, we're doing this now. Kiss me fucking harder, you bastard.
You didn't have to come back and see me again, Glenn.
I wanted to come back.
Was it the beer?
No, I didn't come for the beer. I mean, yes, I do want us to have a few beers again, but what I really want is to listen to more of your stories. Is it still okay for me to call you Charles?
It's my name, isn't it?
Well, Charles, I'd really like to hear how you got revenge on them people you told me about.
Revenge? I don't do revenge, Glenn.
I mean, the people who tortured you in your first year at Oxford. You got revenge on them, didn't you?
In a way, I suppose you could say that, but... Let me tell you something very important, Glenn. There's an old saying that if a man lives for revenge, he must dig two graves. One for the person he takes revenge on, and one for himself. I didn't want to dig a grave for myself.
But everybody's afraid of you. You must have done something bad to make everyone that afraid all the time.
Yes, I admit I thought about doing bad things to them, and more than once. But in the end, what I did was better for me, for us, and certainly... No good for them. I used them. I still do if I need them. Granted, I rarely need anybody's help these days. Who is bothering you, Glenn? You want revenge on someone. Who is it and what have they done to you?
Nothing. Nobody.
I have friends in all sorts of important places. Let me help you. Tell me what the problem is and I will show you how to make it go away.
You've got me wrong, Charles. If I had a problem, you'd be the only person I would ever tell it to.
Well, I will tell you everything you want to know after you tell me the name of the girl. I know there's a girl. There's always a girl, Glenn.
Her name is Jenny, and she's very special.
Where's she from?
That's not important.
I'm pretty sure it is, or you wouldn't be trying so hard to hide her or her background from your parents.
Okay. She's from that housing estate that has gangs and all the trouble usually comes from, but she's not like them. When I see her, if I walk into the room and she's there, my heart immediately begins to bump, bump, bump. And I sometimes forget to breathe. She's beautiful and funny and cheeky and... Whoa! Every second of the day I'm thinking about her, wondering where she is, who is with her, what is she doing, who is she doing it with?
There are two main types of women in every man's life. There are the ones that you have just described, the Jennies of this world. And we can't stop ourselves from falling for them. Nor can we cease lusting after them. That's what they make us do. And we are men, and we cannot change that. Those are the women we must love. But we must also leave.
What?
Because of the other woman. The other woman is a woman who's going to fall in love with you, Glenn. And that woman is going to do everything for you. She will do all the things that nobody else will do. She will feed you. She will clean up after you. She will care for you. She will be there when you win and she will be there when you lose. In sickness and in health. This
will be the most important woman in your life.
No, you're wrong, Charles.
I'm telling you, Glenn, the women we fall in love with only ever bring us trouble and lead to our ultimate downfall. You've already told me that when you're around this girl, you can't think, you can't breathe.
No.
You turn into a babbling idiot. What kind of life is that going to be?
A wonderful one.
Let's have that drink, son. It's going to be a long night.
Glenn, are you all right? Where's the car?
I left in with Mickey. He said he would check a few things out and get it back to me tomorrow. Go back to bed, Daddy.
Where were you to this time? Your mother is worried sick.
I was with Charles.
Who's Charles?
My grandfather, your daddy.
Since when is your grandfather called Charles? Have you been drinking, son? You know we don't approve of alcohol in this house.
I had a great dinner with Charles, my grandfather, who likes me to call him Charles. Then we had a few beers, and he told me lots of stories about when he was young. They're really great stories, Dad.
Whatever scheme you think you have, I want you to stop it now before you do any real damage to this family. Your grandfather might come across as a kindly old gentleman, but get on the wrong side of him and you will see his teeth.
Henry, let the boy sleep.
Coming, dear. Glenn, you're my son and I love you. And he's my dad and I love him too.
Do you?
I just want you to know that he will always be one step ahead of you. Don't try to play him.
I'm 18 years old, and I have spent most of my life reading books, studying. My mother and father planned out my whole life before I was born. What school I was to attend, what subjects I was to select, how many hours of television I was allowed to watch, what company I could keep and for how long. It goes on. The next 5 to 10 years are already being slowly revealed to me. I have to go to Queen's. I have to get a master's degree. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to sound ungrateful, and I understand that they mean well. They want me to have everything that they didn't have and all that nonsense, but I want what you have.
I have nothing.
You have everything.
I have fuck all. You've been in my flat. Everything is rented or stolen.
I'm talking about you. You own yourself.
I own myself? Well, if I could find the receipt, I would take me back and exchange me for something better.
I'm being serious. Do you know what it's like to have to read a book that holds no interest to you? I'm talking about textbooks. I'm talking about reading them again and again and again until you know them. I didn't go to school to study and pass exams, Jenny. I had to ace every one of them. I had to be better than everyone else. But you, you're free. You can do anything you want, whenever you want.
I woke up when I was 4. And I heard moaning coming from the bathroom. A call from my mummy, but she didn't answer. I was really frightened, but I got up and I walked towards that light. And I found my mother lying in a bath full of her own blood.
I did not know that.
There's a lot of things you don't know.
Okay, here it is. Your life is shit. My life is shit. Let's change everything. Yeah!
Everybody hit the ground. You, asshole, take all the money from the tills and put it in this bag. If you try anything funny, I will blow your fucking brains out to the back of your head.
Do as he says, and then open the floor safe and put all the money in the bag.
Do it now!
Hey!
Do it!
Do it!
Do it now!
Yes!
Woo-hoo!
Wow! Oh, did you see me hit him in the face when he said, "What floor safe?"
Yeah, you were amazing!
Yes. Oh, his face split open and all that blood. Did you see it?
The shit themselves, Glenn. You were so loud and aggressive. You punched a man in the face and broke his nose. See, when you fired that shot in the air, I could definitely smell something bad in there.
What the fuck have I done?
Hey, Glenn, don't do this. It's okay.
I can't believe it. Look at my hands. I can't stop shaking. I'm trembling. Look at them. I can't drive.
Calm down. We're going to be all right. We'll have to keep going, Glenn. It's nearly over. We're nearly done.
I can't breathe. I have to get out.
Get a grip of yourself, Glenn. Come on. Get back in the car.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Glenn, get in the car before somebody sees you.
I'm not that person. I don't know what happened. I didn't mean to hurt that man. Do you think he's all right?
You did him a giant favour. He's insured. He'll make money out of this. And he'll go back to robbing innocent motorists like your dad. Come on, Glenn. Fuck Frank. You couldn't have hit that fucker hard enough. He treated me like shit every fucking day of my life. Don't be like this.
This is what I'm like. This is me.
What about the Glenn who throws punches and fires shots in the air and scares everyone shitless? Can I have him back, please?
I made him up. He's not real.
Well, that's a shame. I was going to bring him home to my flat and make all his dreams come true all night long.
What?
Don't feel sorry for any of those people back there. Frank used to look up my skirt when I was working. He offered me an extra couple of pound a week if I would have sex with him. I don't want to have sex with creeps like that. I want to have sex with a man who punches creeps like that in the face. I want you to drive me home. Whether or not you keep your trousers on is entirely up to you.
$300, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50.
Are you really going to count it all while I'm sitting here?
Why wouldn't I? Do I suddenly trust land cheating wee bitches?
It's all there. Count it as many times as you like, but that is us clear and free. I don't owe you another penny.
Whoa, 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 not so fast, love. A funny thing happened, Jenny. My house was broken into, but the people who did it walked by money that was lying on the kitchen table. They went upstairs and into a bedroom where my wife's expensive jewellery is, but they didn't touch that either. In fact, the only thing that these people did take was a gun that was in my bedside table. Now, I'm no detective, but this happened on the day that you were supposed to buy that gun from me but didn't turn up. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this $2,000 to cover the damages.
I didn't break into your house.
Don't insult me, love. I know it was you. But we've more important things to sort out, sweetheart. The petrol station, for instance. I know you robbed it with your new boyfriend. It's in my area. Nobody is allowed to rob anybody in my area without my say-so. And my say-so costs £1,000. This time. So you need to go away and get me that money. And if you've any more jobs planned, the fee will be the same. Plus 50% of whatever you steal. Do we have a deal?
I told you this would happen, Henry. You never listen.
When did you tell me this?
Let's not argue, Henry. Please, Charles, if you can talk to him when he comes to see you, just ask him to come home.
Give him this year. Leave him alone and he will get all of this out of his system. Trust me, Henry. You don't want to try to box him in while he has this girl on his mind.
What girl?
I don't want him coming here anymore. You're a bad influence on him. Before you came into his life, he was sitting happily waiting to go to Queen's. He didn't talk back. He was pleasant. He was calm. He was well-mannered and respectful.
What girl?
You don't know him.
He's my son, not yours. You had a son once and you blew it. Leave mine alone.
Am I talking to myself? What bloody girl?
You're swearing now.
He's not going to Queen's, Henry. And if you don't open your eyes, he won't be doing anything else that you want him to do. He certainly won't be giving up this girl.
Have you met this girl, Charles?
I hope to. And I have tried to persuade him that she isn't right for him. But I don't think we should interfere too much.
Why is she not right for him?
She's not right for him for a number of reasons.
Drinking, running around with girls, and not going to university. Great job, Dad. It wasn't enough ruining one boy's life.
He is going to university, Henry. I've already made some calls. He'd be going to Oxford.
Are you sure?
After a couple of months with this wee girl from, well, the wrong side of the tracks, let's say, I have a strong feeling he will want to get away somewhere very far away.
I hope you're right.
I
know you're great at doing the dishes and you bring dinner and it's really nice having you around and all, but where did you get the idea that we would be living together?
We had sex.
If every person I had sex with moved into my flat, we'd have a serious overcrowding issue to deal with.
Why do you say things like that? You couldn't have had sex with that many people.
Oh, I like you, Glenn, but I like my own space too. This is my place. Nobody tells me what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do.
I've never lived with another person. Not since my mum.
Give me a couple of days then. I'll find my own place. And I'm sure my share of the money will get me somewhere nice.
You're sure of the money? Guess what? I would like you to stay here for a while. I mean, as long as you don't get under my feet and try and boss me around.
Fantastic. Let's celebrate. Give me some money. I'll go to the off license while you make yourself even more beautiful for me coming back.
Why does everything have to be about money with you?
What do you mean? I just don't have any on me.
There's no money left, Glenn.
What?
Don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I just don't understand how we had so much money and now you're standing here saying we don't have any. I haven't even put my mum's money back yet.
They know we robbed the petrol station and it's in their area. And that means we have to pay them because we didn't ask their permission.
Who knows? And how do they know?
Oh, they're not stupid, Glenn. We stole a gun off them and then a petrol station was robbed without their permission. Even the PSNI could work this one out.
Let's rob somewhere else. We have to. I want to get a place. A better place than this for me and you to live in. I want it to be amazing. And we're going to need a car.
What happened to the car?
I left home. My mum and dad weren't happy about it. Do you think they're going to let me take the car? Especially after I damaged it.
How are we going to rob somewhere without a car?
We steal one.
Have you ever stolen a car, Glenn?
I thought you might have.
Why would you think I'd have stolen a car?
I'll buy us a car. We'll take out another petrol station and then we'll get a place. A fully furnished place so we can leave at the drop of a hat if we have to. What do you say?
I say you live in cloud cuckoo land and maybe you should just go home to your mummy and daddy and your very safe life and forget about me.
Why? I love you. I want to be with you. I want to be with you every day. Every moment of every day.
Shoot you in the fucking face.
Leave the engine running, you fucking idiot.
Get in the car, Jenny.
Come on, Glenn, get in.
Woohoo! Right, what about this petrol station?
I tried to get a job here once and they turned me down.
Let's make them regret that.
Put all the money in the fucking bag or I will shoot you in the face.
Fill a bag now.
Don't touch the alarms.
Everyone on the ground.
Don't try anything funny if you want to live.
Put all the money in the bags.
I love you.
I love you too.
Your mama sent you another 20 text messages, by the way.
I think we should buy a cheap car and go to Europe.
You want to go on holiday? We should fly first class.
No, I'm not talking about a holiday. I'm talking about getting away from here. We can't keep doing this forever.
Why not? We're so good at it.
Every time I see a person looking at me, I think they know.
They don't know. Nobody knows.
People know, and it's only a matter of time until the police know.
Oh, don't start this again. You say this every single time you have a fucking hangover. Same fucking shit over and over again.
What kind of life is this? We steal a car, we rob somewhere, we get the money, we get drunk, we get high.
We have a lot of sex.
We have a lot of fights and arguments. We're sick a lot too. And we don't have as much sex as you make out.
We have a lot of sex, Glenn. And we would have even more if you weren't throwing up all the time. You should learn how to hold your drink.
We're always robbing or fighting or too drunk or too stoned.
Maybe we do need a break then. Maybe we should split up.
Don't be like that. I just mean, if we went away somewhere nice, no robbing, no fighting, no drink, no drugs... I'm going to be sick.
Just sex for you? Is that what you mean, you selfish bastard?
Where's my money, you fucking whore?
Let go of me, Matt.
No, I think I'm going to hold on to you until I get what's owed to me. Wow, look at this. You shouldn't really leave all that money lying around, Jenny. Jackpot.
Who the fuck are you?
Is this him? I'm Matt. Pleased to meet you.
Get the gun, Glenn.
Leave her alone. Who is he?
I'm the one who keeps you in business, kid. I'm the one who keeps you and this whore out of prison. That's who I am.
He's seen our money again. He's going to take it all unless you stop him.
Calm down. Calm fucking down. It looks like there's enough money to go around here, big lad. Let's not do anything stupid.
I already paid back what I owed him. He just wants more and more.
I said leave her alone. Now let her go.
I'm
touching her. There she goes. Now listen, don't get excited, big man. I have been asking her to introduce me to you for a long time, but she wants to keep you all to herself, and personally, I think that's a bit selfish. Especially now that I've seen all this.
This is ours, tell him, Glenn.
Friend, why don't you put some clothes on and let me take you for some lunch? We can talk all this out without any need for violence.
Glenn, get the gun!
There's no need for guns. Let's calm down.
Fuck you!
Get control of your girlfriend, kid.
You need to leave, mate.
Hey, that is my gun. You cannot point my own gun at me, son. That's not right.
We'll have to shoot him, Glenn. Do you want to live the rest of your life waiting for him to find us? Do you know what he tried to do to me?
You do not need to shoot me, mate. You just need to shut her up and put that gun down. I can't think straight with a gun pointed at me and her mouth and off.
He tried to rape me, Glenn. He wants me to be a prostitute and he wants free ones for himself.
Don't believe a word she says, mate. I put her up in this place because she was my mistress. I only started charging her for the rent when she started saying no to me. Now, that's the truth. I don't like people saying no to me. But now that I've met you, I can see what's happening here. And I'm not a stupid man. I'm a businessman. And I can see big things for you, son, if you come and work for me permanently. Put that fucking lamp down, you stupid bitch.
Not so tough now, are you?
Stop kicking him, Jenny.
Shoot him. We'll have to make sure he's dead.
Let's just leave him. Do you have a case? I'll help you pack whatever you want to bring.
We can't. He'll come after us forever, Glenn. Look, if you kill him now, then we can go away together like you said.
Is it true, what he said?
What does it matter what I did before I met you? What's important is what we'll do from now on. Even he said I started saying no to him.
So it was true.
Fuck's sake, Glenn, don't be like this. What did you think I was when you met me?
What the fuck have you made me do? What the fuck am I doing here?
Glenn, snap out of it. We can leave now, come on, let's just go. We don't need to pack or anything.
I can't.
Don't be like this. This is perfect, like you said. We have nothing to keep us here. There's nothing for us here. Let's just go and start over. If you don't come with me, you'll have to face him when he wakes up, and you don't want that, trust me. I've seen him when he gets mad, and he's really...
I can't believe it. Before I met you, I had a life, an ordinary life. I was going to university. I was first in my class. I was voted the person most likely to be a millionaire.
Glenn, I've given you everything you've ever wanted. You wanted to rob the petrol station, you wanted to go out with me, and you wanted to create this other character?
For you!
Correct! Thank you. And now look what I've given you in return.
A life sentence?
No, Glenn. I have saved you from your planned out life. I've rescued you from your parents and from the hell that used to be your life. Remember all the crying about how shite your life was before you met me? I saved you from all that. I'm your favourite person, remember? And I have given you the freedom of poverty.
That was Freedom of Poverty by Gary Mitchell. Glenn Robinson was played by Michael Lavery, and Kerry Quinn was Jenny. Henry was played by Patrick Fitzsimons, Charles by Vincent Higgins, and Cheryl by Andrea Irvine. Matt was played by Stuart Graham. Sound supervision was by Anton Timoney, and sound design was by Kevin Brew. The dramaturge was Jesper Bergman. Freedom of Poverty by Gary Mitchell was produced by Kevin Reynolds.